B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Marcus?
So I went on a date with this girl named Janine, and for some reason, she's like totally ghosting me now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
we need details. How was the date?
We went on like maybe like two or three dates, and all of them were like super fun. Like, we usually just hang out at my place, we watch a movie or whatever. We haven't really been going out to like dinner necessarily, just because I've been trying to like save money. Maybe that might be the thing that she like wants to do, or like take her out to these fancy restaurants. But that's not the type of dude I am. But like all the dates that we've been on have been super fun. Like, I haven't gotten any vibe that she was like not into it at all.
Hold on, slow down. Let me write this down just so I can keep track here. Broke, boring motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right, continue.
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but she seems to be having fun.
I mean, you couldn't even go out, like, somewhere, like, for a walk or something? Something that maybe didn't cost money? I don't know. I just think, like, if I'm going on a few dates with a guy and they're all at his house...
That's free stuff to do.
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe being a little more creative would have helped?
I don't really like the snow and the cold, so.
Okay, then.
Broke, boring, lazy, mother... Okay, gotcha. Okay, we'll give her a call for you next, all right, Marcus?
All right, cool, thanks. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Second date update on the 10th.
Now, back to the second date update on the 10th.
With the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so we just spoke to Marcus. Besides being broke, boring, and lazy, and not really wanting to do anything on a date, he sounds like the perfect guy. He hung out with this girl, Janine. I'm saying hung out. I'm not even going to say went on dates with this girl, Janine, a couple of times, and now she's not getting back at you. Before we call her, Marcus, just real quick, I mean, do you think anything you, besides everything I wrote down, do you think there's anything that you could have done that would have turned her off?
I thought I was a perfect gentleman. I thought we've always had fun. I can't think of anything.
Okay. Stay quiet. We'll call her right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Janine?
Yeah.
Hi, Janine. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. Can we just ask you something really quick? It's nothing bad. What happened was we got your phone number from a guy who wants to take you out. Okay, so... we'll pay for whatever you'd like to do for a date if you go out with this guy. And we'll tell you who the guy is, too.
I'm a little confused. Who gave you my number?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you the guy's name. He gave us your number. He would love to take you out on a date. So basically, like, if you tell us whatever you'd like to do for a date, you know, where you'd like to go for dinner or something like that, we'll pay for... and when you can go, we'll pay for the whole thing. And the guy... Okay, and the guy who wants to take you out, his name is Marcus.
No.
Jesus.
What's so funny?
Now I'm dying to know.
Hey, what's so funny?
Is it because we talked to him and he told us that you guys had a great time, but then he was telling us that you were just going to his house, hanging out and doing nothing.
Oh, he's a psycho. We have so good time at his house. We have dated for a few times. But the only thing we do, we stay at his house. We never go out. He never likes to go out. He never gets hungry. I mean, and I finally asked him, what's your deal? So, you won't believe me what that guy told me.
What
he goes to funerals, random funerals to get food. So I went to the other day.
Hold on.
Wait,
slow down. He gets his food at funerals?
Yes. So he's fridge is just stuck with simple plates and random cheap food that he
uses.
That's the reason why.
Hold on. Okay, wait. This is so much going on right now. Janine, Marcus is on the phone.
He heard what you said. Thank you.
So, Marcus, you what do? You get your food at funerals?
No, that's crazy. What I do is I live across the street from like a banquet hall.
Yeah.
And that's what they usually have, you know, that. They're not always funerals, but I'd say 8 times out of 10, it's a funeral. And when something's going on at the banquet hall, I just throw on a nice outfit or a tie, suit and tie, whatever the occasion is, and I just show up. And that's what it is. And
I can't.
Even if it's not a funeral, they're going to have food. It's a banquet hall. So I just show up and bring a bunch of girl stuff and mingle and then take whatever I want to take. And
I can't tell if this is disrespectful or genius.
I was going to say, Melissa, like, this sounds like right up your alley.
Yeah, I would never do that.
I can't say I hate the idea.
I don't know why she's complaining. It's like, first of all, I'm saving money. And second of all, the food is really good. It's not like it's like bad food. It's way better food than you'd get at a restaurant.
I have a good time with you, but we can never get out of the house at least to have a slice of pizza. You can even afford that? I mean, I can afford.
Here's the thing. Why would you go out and get a slice of pizza if I already have a bunch of pizza
and
tin foil in my fridge?
That's psycho.
You not can't the be serious, dude.
So all we got to do is turn on the oven, put it in the oven, and none of us have to waste any of our money or walk out in the snow.
So anyway, Janine, we'll pay for a date. It'll be outside somewhere, a nice restaurant. You can pick it. Maybe you and Marcus can get to know each other in that setting. What do you think?
No way. Cheap. Who does that? I mean, it's insane what he does. What's next? Maybe he's hiding cards in his house. Doesn't matter.
If you guys are still going to pay for something, I'll just take the free dinner.
Yeah, nah, that ain't happening.
You will.
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right. As if dating isn't hard enough, we got to add one more rule. Just a small little tidbit that you might want to know before you start dating somebody. You might want to know who they're related to, right? Otherwise, things could get ugly and things could end up in a second date update on the 10s, like tomorrow's. The only time the ugly is good is when it comes to us. Listen at 8:10 mañana.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.